on Worcester Polytechnic Institute's Benefits of Project-Based Learning Week. Developing high-impact practices for students can be beneficial for institutions. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chris Wobey, Associate Professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, explains why.
Colleges and universities have become masterful at marketing a signature program. First-year seminars, service learning, capstone projects, for example. Little research, though, has examined whether a one-touch experience is sufficient to reap the benefits of these high-impact practices, or HIPs. A recent study I conducted with colleagues confirms that stacking high-impact practices over time provides unique benefits to students. Using data from over 2,000 alumni of a small STEM university in New England, we examined the unique contributions of five HIPs: projects and courses, a first-year seminar, a global experience coupled with community-based learning, and a capstone project in the major field of study, on a range of outcomes. Each HIP contributed significantly and positively to gains in teamwork and communication skills, information use, and cross-cultural awareness. Three of the HIPs, project-based learning, community-based learning, and capstone projects, also significantly and positively influenced gains in content mastery. Long-term, each HIP uniquely contributed to both career preparation and to personal growth in areas such as developing a stronger character and achieving work-life balance. All of these effects were found after controlling for aspects of alumni identity, such as marginalized race and gender, as well as response bias. Critical to this study's conclusions is that these positive outcomes rely on measures of quality, not just participation. This suggests that the quality of implementation plays a noteworthy role in obtaining the promise of high-impact practices. Having one high-impact practice is advantageous. Having more is better, as long as they are done well.
That was Chris Wobey of Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.